She gets out of her car, and I mean, she just literally looks like she is bearing the burden of the world on her shoulders. I mean, she gets out and she kind of trudges into the house. And then a few minutes go by, and from the vantage point of where I live, I can see her coming out into the backyard. A changed person. Yes, she's wearing her coveralls now. And I mean, she's striding, actually, kind of slipping and sliding on the lawn. I mean, it's so, you can just tell. And the source of her joy. In her backyard, she has got this long line of rabbit. All the time, messing with them rabbits. Talking to them.
Oh, hi there. Did you have a good day, Thumper? Oh, I'm so pleased. Oh, my goodness, would you like some lettuce? Okay, here's some for you.
Singing them little rabbit songs. Now, I'm sitting out on the porch one afternoon, back porch, rocking away. Porch swing, I got a porch swing, I do. It's about 2:30. I'm working. Yeah. I've already thought up something. I'm just rocking away, and I look out there in the driveway, and there is my good dog. And he has got, and you know how you can tell from a distance that it ain't a jackrabbit? They aren't black and white. Don't have them little floppy ears. And he's got this rabbit and he is going, whop, 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 whop. There's gravel and bark and branches and dirt flying everywhere. I run over and say, give me that rabbit. God, give me the rest of him. Jeez. Go get in the pickup. This rabbit looked bad. Looked like he'd caught on fire and somebody put him out with a weed eater. I looked over at my neighbor's house. She wasn't home yet. So I slipped inside and I run the tub full of warm water, tested it with my elbow. And then I got some of my wife's good shampoo. She gets it at Holiday Inn. It ain't that big a deal. Okay. And I sudsed him up real good like that and hold him under the warm rinse water. And then I got some of my daughter's mousse. And I mouse him, whick, 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 made him sticky, whick, ah, you can hang him on the tile, peel him off like Velcro, shoo, and then run upstairs to the laundry and I put him in the dryer. Little bugger come out, look like an electrocuted porcupine. And then I took this little rabbit. And I sneaked over to my neighbor's house. And sure enough, the last rabbit hutch on the end was cocked open. And it was empty. So I took this little rabbit. And I folded him. Into a rabbit possession. Yeah, put a smile on his lips. All three of them. Give him a little Copenhagen, lean him up against the wire. I went back over to the house. Sat down. Commenced to rocking. About 5:15, I seen my neighbor drive up. She got out of her car, and you could just see the black cloud from where I was, just tracking her as she walked in the house. She was kind of, what was she doing the last time? Trudging? She was slogging, maybe. She was slogging into the house like this. But in a few moments, she reappeared in the backyard, reborn. Had changed into her cubbies. And I mean, she comes skipping out on the lawn. Looked like a little wood nymph, kind of dragging one leg across the yard. And she started down this long line of rabbit hutches, talking to them little rabbits.
Oh, hi, Thumper. Oh, did you have a good day? I'm so pleased. Oh, what cute, cute little bunnies. Can I touch one? What cute little...
Don't you bite me, you little bastard. Singing them little rabbit songs. All of a sudden, I heard her scream. Like I told you, it was far, far away. Anyway, I run over there being the good neighbor that I was. I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she said, my rabbit. And I looked in there. And the little duffer had fell over. It didn't look good. And so I reached in and I picked him up and I stroked him gently and I said, well, ma'am, I believe he is dead. I was a veterinarian. I could tell that. She said, yes, yes, but what bothers me is I buried him 3 days ago. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for letting me be a part. Thank you, Sean.
That Baxter Black, there's nobody like him on the planet. We're very fortunate to have him, that's for sure. I want to tell you folks that the silent auction is still going on, and it's out in the lobby. If you haven't heard about it or seen it, there are several items out there that people have kindly donated to Augusta. You can bid on them. And in fact, we have an item coming out any minute now. Here's a hand-crocheted, what would you call that, an afghan? A shawl. Could you show us how it would work as a shawl, Charlie? Oh, trust a dancer. You can leave, thank you. Charlie Weiler, you'll see more of him later, too. You can continue to bid on any of the objects that are out there during the intermission until the lights start blinking, and that's when the bidding ends. And then up until 1 o'clock tonight, and after the show tonight and up until 1 o'clock tomorrow, you can pick up the items that you purchased. Well, we have another fine combo coming out to entertain you folks. We're going to feature Paul Anastasio on this next set. He's a wonderful jazz violinist that has studied with the great masters and is one himself. He studied with Joe Venuti. He has any number of products for sale out in the lobby, including instructional videos and CDs. He does his own CD production. He's done a lot of touring with pretty famous bands, country bands especially, Asleep at the Wheel and Merle Haggard and the Gatlin Brothers. And he's going to be joined by Roger Bellow, who is a fine multi-instrumentalist and a snappy dresser from Charleston, South Carolina. Roger has a couple of CDs out there also for sale. And in addition to being a fine instrumentalist, he's a country music scholar. So if you have any questions about music, you can ask Roger after the show. And Dave Giegrich is going to play with them. He's our steel player this year. This is the first year that Swing Week has offered steel. He plays lap steel and dobro. And he's a member of the Hula Monsters, a band called the Hula Monsters. He doesn't actually have any CDs for sale, but oddly enough has lots of Hawaiian shirts. So I guess there's only smalls and mediums left, but he was saying earlier in our discussion that, in fact, on Hawaii, tight is in. So if you want to be really hip with the Hawaiian shirts, go ahead and get the smalls and the mediums. And Bill Mason is going to play drums with these guys, and Bill is an incredible musician. We were talking downstage about, I said, so who all have you played with, Bill? And he started listing, and it was like, you know, time for the show to start. We said, I could take out their whole 15 minutes listing everyone from Earl Hines, Pearl Bailey, and on up to modern players. He's just a fantastic drummer, and you'll enjoy him. And Ralph Gordon's going to come back out and play with these guys. And I used to consider Ralph to be the penultimate bass player until I learned that what penultimate actually means is next to last. And so now I consider him to be everybody's bass player. Let's make these guys welcome. They're called Paul Anastasio and the Swing Cats.
We're glad to be here. We're glad to be anywhere, frankly. We're going to start off with a great old tune. I believe that's from the pen, or from more accurately, from the picks of the great Bob Wills steel guitar player, Leon McAuliffe. It's a little number called the Panhandle Rag. Thank you. Thanks. That one featured Dave Giegrich on great old dobro guitar. Now we're going to feature our lovely and talented vocalist, Roger Bello, who's going to warble his interpretation of Floyd Tillman's immortal, I Gotta Have My Baby Back. Two. One, two, three.
Baby, baby, I miss you so very much, it hurts me. I gotta have my baby back. I can't sleep, I can't eat, 'cause I miss I gotta have my baby back. Alone in a tavern, people everywhere, laughing and dancing, paint the town, the jukebox playing songs about you, songs with memories making me blue. On home without your sweet love, I just can't get along. I gotta have my baby back.
Now we're going to do a tune that some of the students here at Swing Week will recognize this from their little handout as one of the jam tunes. And we said, well, why not? We'll jam on it too. It's a great old swing era standard called the Jersey Bounce. One, two, one, two, on. Thank you. You probably want to know who these lovely and talented dancers are. Hope I get all the names right. The first couple, Diane Lathrop and Johnny Martinez. They were joined as the tempo increased by Nikki Millant and Charlie Weiler. These folks are all really versatile dancers and versatile dance instructors as well. I've had the pleasure of playing and watching them dance all week and make their partners look good, even no matter what. I'm just glad I didn't have to dance with them, because together, me with one of those ladies would have been like Fred and Ginger, Ginger Rogers and Fred Flintstone. Our last number, we'll keep it short because we need to keep to our time schedule. We're going to dedicate it to the jazz violinists. Bill Mason back here had the distinct pleasure of working with some of the greatest who have since departed this earthly coil, Stuff Smith and Eddie South. We've also lost Joe Venuti and more recently Stefan Grappelli. There are still some great ones out there, Claude Williams, Svend Aspesen from Denmark, and some of the young players coming along are great. This is goes out to all the jazz violinists. It's a tune from Stuff Smith called Blues in G. One. One, two.
And the Swing Cats. Weren't they great? And guess what time it is now? It's shopping time. You're excused for 20 minutes. Go out and shop till you drop and be back here for the second set.